from Louisiana Pacific, talking about LP Smart Side products. The first conversation in our new series on forest products that you may not know are made in Minnesota, produced by Mark Jacobs. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having us.
Yep, thank you.
Coming up, we've got Headwaters with Malachi Koontz.
Support for this program comes from Sanford Health. With primary care locations in Bemidji and across the upper Midwest, Sanford Health is committed to providing care close to home. Learn more at sanfordhealth.org. And we receive support from Minnesota Power, an elite company envisioning a carbon-free future through the Energy Forward strategy. More at mnpower.com/energyforward.
Weather around the region. We are looking at temperatures today, 19 to 23 and lows 1 to 7 degrees.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are people-powered radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
It is time for Headwaters.
righteous man.
Life, a series of memorials and signals, telling us this or that, telling us this or this. Think of that. The objects outside there control the moment. To arrange them is to control people's thinking. I don't know you. I don't know you. I want to explode.
Deep down in my heart, love ain't the same. When I
Brother Wallace here on KAXE. Who's that? He is a rising soul funk singer from Georgia. Kind of been around since he was a youngster, performing with folks like Kirk Franklin, doing some gospel stuff, but really loving this new song. Who's that? Just good vibes all around. Dry cleaning before that. Hit my head all day. And we had Big Mama Thornton and the Ogiatana Show Band kicking off our show today. We heard Looking the World Over from the blues singing legend, joined by the Muddy Waters Blues Band, and You Monopolize Me kicking off our show today from a Ghana special compilation, High Life Music. You can read all about it on our latest Fresh Picks. This is Headwaters here on KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons, your host today. Be playing music for you up until 11 o'clock, then the World Cafe rolls around. We've got in this first hour music from Boy Golden coming up, another one included on the new Fresh Picks, a little bit of reggae from Nina Soul, our album of the week from Haley Hendricks and Max Garcia Conover, a really beautiful new album they have put together, deeply inspired by the life, arts, work, music of Woody Guthrie, and they are really exploring protest folk music, but still very much a Haley Hendricks kind of modern indie folk album as well. It really came together beautifully. So I'll play something from that at around 9:30. Our slice of green cheese is coming up at 9:45. KXE KBXE is a proud member of AMPRS, the Association of Minnesota Public Educational Radio Stations. AMPRS helps support 17 independent community radio stations like us throughout Minnesota. AMPRS is not affiliated with, nor does it receive funding from Minnesota Public Radio or Minnesota's public TV stations. Many of the AMPRS stations were receiving and have now lost federal funding, just like us here at KAXE. That overall $3.5 million loss accounted for as much as half of some of the station's operating revenue. Despite these cuts, community radio is defunded but not defeated. We do need your help, though. In addition to supporting this station here, I ask that you consider chipping in for other AMPRS stations across the state. Donate online at AMPRS.org. Support for KEXE also comes from Edward Jones financial advisor Christina Gallis, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at EdwardJones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Looking ahead to some live music this week, making the trip up to Duluth, Minnesota, is blues singer Cedric Burnside. He'll be at the West Theater Wednesday night at 7:30. A little earlier in the day, Morning Bird Trio will be at Smoke on the Water in Coleraine. Our question of the week, we want to know about things you make or have made to give as gifts for the holiday season. Text in at 218-326-1234. Let's go to Boy Golden. No, we're going to go to Under Violet, actually. We'll get to Boy Golden here a little bit on this hour. We've got something from Minnesota, Sarah Bischoff, singer-songwriter, the Under Violet Project. She's led for a while now. It took some time off, though, away from music, and now the group is back. It's a beautiful new album called Orchard, and we're going to check out the title track right now on Headwaters.
Nausicaa, Nausicaa, I wanna know.
Winter from his heavy metal solo album released in just about a year ago now, late December of last year. Nausicaa, Love Will Be Revealed. Of course, with his band Geese, had an incredible year this year, but that one's also been kind of more and more coming on to my playlist and things I've been listening to as we are a few months in from the Getting Killed Geese album. Nina Soul before that, Sleeping Trees from the Feel Like Jumpin' compilation, and Under Violet kicked off that set of Headwaters music, your source for great tunes here on KAXC People Powered Radio every weekday from 9 to 11. Thanks for joining me this morning. I'm Malachi Coons. We receive support from the Bush Foundation, proud to partner with the St. Paul and Minnesota Foundation to celebrate the honorees of the 2025 Bush Prize Minnesota. Foster Advocates, and Dakota Wekohan. More information online at spmfc.org. Support also comes from the Itasca Unitarian Fellowship in Grand Rapids, a welcoming community for those engaged in the spiritual journey of life. All are welcome Sundays at 10 a.m., mid-September through mid-May. More at Itasca Unitarian Fellowship. dot.
You are listening to a previously recorded program on KAXE KBXE.
KBXE studio in Bemidji. Bring a book and take a book. Tomorrow, December 10th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Can also chat about your favorite books with fellow KAXE KBXE readers and staff and with What We're Reading host Tammy Bobrowski. Used books from the Red Door Bookstore will be available for purchase. I had my first beer league hockey of the night last night, and in the locker room, greeting people, lots of folks don't see too often, but the main topic for people living around the Grand Rapids area was their property taxes and how much they had gone up. And our KEXE news team is working on a story explaining the complex workings behind your property taxes. And I know us hockey players aren't the smartest bunch, but largely a lot of confusion in that locker room about what was going on. Our news team needs your help to put together this story. Please share property tax statements and questions by email to news@kaxe.org. These real-world examples will help everyone better understand how and why you may be seeing your taxes rise. The news team will contact you and your information will remain confidential. So, I'm a renter, don't have the property taxes, otherwise I would be sharing that with them because I do want to know, and sometimes something that I really like about the way our news team puts together their stories is trying to connect these local things to the broader issues. You know, I think it's really easy to just see your property taxes go up and go, ah, you know, the county. But there's probably a whole wide world of state, federal, everything is affecting it. So I believe that's the goal of it. And I love that they try and connect those things to why they're happening on the larger sense. Okay, enough about property taxes. We are here for music. Let's go to our album of the week from Haley Hendricks and Max Garcia Conover. What of Our Nature is their second collaboration. I am loving this album since it arrived last week. You can read about it on Fresh Picks as well. The pair put out an EP called Among Horses 3 in 2018, which is hilarious for the first time making an album together. But this new album right here is a collection of protest folk songs done in the spirit of Woody Guthrie. And they really did their homework. They spent years digging into his words, songs, biographies. It wasn't just kind of a surface-level dig-in. They spent a lot of time, and you can tell with the way they have kind of paired historical accounts of political events with general themes of identity, commercialism, inequality, and more. But it's very much a modern indie folk album, which I like as well. They didn't kind of go full old-timey to try and go into Woody Guthrie style. It was more like take his message and ideas and bring it to a modern style of folk music. We're going to hear a song called Cowboying right now. Let us know what you think of our album of the week. Text 218-326-1234.
Cop killing, coal mining, starvation wages. The end times, the headlines, the hate was contagious. And when I get too high, I'm dead-eye complacent. And when I need money, I take it. I think peace, you know me, my hat is capacious. I swore she was flirting, she's just a good waitress. I double the dosage, still I feel anxious. So when I need something, I take it. I don't know these horses, I don't know what they want to be fed. I don't know these horses. I've been cowboy in Illinois and fried me up bacon. Been drunk and obnoxious and passively racist. They lied to us, captain, they're back to, let's face it. They don't work for their money, they take it. Yeah, there's a beat down in this town, so I'm out here scrapping my chicken feed frenzy. My working man's fashion, my underdog story is at best dishonest, cause when I need something, I got it. I don't know these horses, I don't know what they want to be called. I don't know these horses at all. So when's my redemption?
And who's gonna save me? And how do I start to believe something made me? That life isn't pain, and love isn't greed, and the land will provide, and those sorts of things. Here's what I'll say. If the sun now is setting, if the home of the brave is a joke I'm just getting, I may have been ugly, I may have been mean, but I had somebody I tried to get free. I rode every day from dawn until dusk to help make her way a little less rough. Sure, I murdered and I stole, but don't call me evil. It was mostly just money and people. I don't know horses, and I can't get them out of my head. I don't know these goddamn horses, and I'm not sure if I want to, or if maybe I like it this way. I don't know these horses.
The old man from the mountains coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I called you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, you better be there alone. Cause the old man from the mountains coming home. I've been working in a sawmill, I'm all uptight and tense. I got wind that someone's been digging under my back fence. Thought I'd better call you, let you know today that the old man from the mountain's on his way. Yeah, the old man from the mountain's coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I called you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, you better be there alone. Cause the old man from the mountain's coming home. Wind it up now. My dang fool head off, all for a dollar bill. Now I need a bunch of good loving, so I'm coming down the hill. Don't want no friendly Henrys warming up my bed. And the old man from the mountains means what he said. Yeah, the old man from the mountains coming home, home, home. But I'd better warn you, so I called you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, better be there alone. Cause the old man from the mountains coming home. One more time. The old man from the mountains coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I called you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, better be there alone. Cause the old man from the mountains coming home.
That is Winnipeg's Boy Golden, Cowboy Dreams, a brand new single from him featuring Cat Clyde on the vocals, and the first taste of his upcoming album, Best of Our Possible Lives. Been very busy this year. As mentioned in Fresh Picks, he has produced and I believe runs a studio in Winnipeg that recorded artists like Fontaine, William Prince, two more albums, been very big fans of over the last 3 months. And yeah, definitely doing some cool stuff up there in that music scene, as this would be the latest push. There was a little while where Montreal, we're also getting just lots of cool new albums, French and English language, still coming in from all across Canada, but now this Winnipeg scene, which I'm hoping some of them will be at Winnipeg Folk Festival next year. Valerie June before that, I love that grimy version of Rollin' and Tumblin'. She has doled out a few singles so far this year. I believe they are all kind of a standalone. That one is a hill country blues and actually just kind of throughout blues classic song. Merle Haggard and the Strangers, Old Man from the Mountain, kicked off that set with our album of the week, What of Our Nature, from Haley Hendricks and Max Garcia Conover. This is People Powered KAXE. I'm Malachi Coons. You are listening to Headwaters, your source for great music from 9 to 11. Every weekday on KEXC, and again at 10 o'clock. We're going to check in on the weather right now. Coming up in just a moment, our slice of green cheese. Our forecast for today for northern Minnesota, chance of flurries, snow in the afternoon, mostly cloudy. We've got highs around 20. Seems like ever since we had our first snow this year, haven't gotten that much more, but it seems to be there's been kind of a snow globe-y, very light flurries kind of happening all the time, and I love it. It's made for some beautiful evenings. Tonight, chance of snow, cloudy, lows in the low single digits. Blustery wind, 5 to 15 miles an hour, making it feel a little bit cooler. Tomorrow, partly sunny. We have highs in the around 10 degrees, a little bit depending on where you're at. Evening lows tomorrow night, negative 7 to negative 12. First time we're seeing temperatures like that. Thursday, mostly cloudy, slight chance of snow. Right now, cloudy pretty much across the board, although I've got sunny skies down towards Aiken. It is 16 degrees in Grand Rapids, 12 in Brainerd, 13 in Bemidji, and 15 in Aiken. It is time now for our slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer, and we will send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Our thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Wild Hair Bistro in Bemidji and Molly Poppins Gourmet Snacks in Park Rapids, for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won some time in the last 30 days, please hold your calls and give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. In the 1969 TV special, Frosty the Snowman, what is the name of the young girl who attempts to save Frosty by bringing him to the North Pole? If you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question again is, in the 1969 TV special Frosty the Snowman, what is the name of the young girl who attempts to save Frosty and travels with him to the North Pole? Call 218-326-1234 with your guess. Please hold your calls. We have a winner for today's slices of green cheese. Please hold your calls.
If we try. we can. I know we can. Yes, we can.
Great ghost of Maddie.
If you wanna, yes, we can.
That is Maceo Parker's version of the Alan Toussaint tune, Yes We Can, off of Soul Food Cooking with Maceo here on KAXC. We had a winner for today's slice of green cheese. Congratulations to Paul from Grand Rapids, who will be going to Hotel Rapids because Paul correctly answered our question today, which was in the 1969 TV special Frosty the Snowman, what is the name of the young girl who attempts to save Frosty? By taking him to the North Pole. She also has some help from her friends and from a rabbit. But her name, not living up to its modern, sometimes connotation, was Karen. So shout out to Karen. Just watched that special for first time in a long, long time. I think I don't even know if I really remembered any of it. I'm sure I saw it as a kid, but I was actually surprised at how short it was. Anyways, way to go, Paul. Listen weekdays around 9:45 for the slice of green cheese and tune in Saturday nights from 7 to 9 for our popular green cheese trivia show. Your host coming up this Saturday, Brandon Chase from 7 to 9. Let's do one more song here in this first hour of Headwaters. Lots more music on the way for you than the World Cafe at 11 with something from my favorite Karen musician. Who do we have here now that I'm thinking about it? Got Karen Carpenter, obviously. Karen O of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs. You know, I'll have to do some deeper research. Here's Are You Leaving for the Country?
Country, you say the city brings you down. Leave the iron clown behind and feel the circus moving on. Are you leaving for the country?
Dalton. It's 91.7 KAXC Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXC Bagley Bemidji, at 89.9 in Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. It is 10 o'clock. You are listening to Headwaters. Got a whole another hour of music for you right now. We're kicking it off with Australian group, the Bel Air Lip.